Well, there it is, Mullapore Gorge. And that has got to be Norbert's little project tucked away.
The hot springs were largely funded by a private benefactor and designed to draw all green Kalahari visitors to Rimvassmark. Ironically, the town with inconsistent water can now boast bathing as its number one attraction. The setting is undeniably jaw-dropping, 150 metre cliffs that glow red in the afternoon sun.
This place is a bit of a ghost town. I can see why it's not quite fulfilling Norbert's expectations and dreams. I mean, it would make a brilliant base camp for hiking or for climbing. But it seems to be a victim of mismanagement, or no management, which is a shame.
Rather like the tourist office, the stunning springs lack the support and infrastructure to match the ambition. They lie largely unused, unmanned, and alarmingly inaccessible, some 30 kilometres from the nearest tarmac road. But the springs do mark the point where my walk joins the Malopo River. For those of us from greener and wetter climes, the idea of a waterway with no water is a little odd. But thousands of years ago, this was one of Southern Africa's great rivers, running for 960 kilometres from its origins on the Botswana border. The river hasn't flowed here for at least a century. Lands upstream are simply too arid, and plant life clings to what moisture remains on the riverbed.
Now, I've been with enough experts to know that that is a leopard print. And this is known as leopard country, so it's not completely unfeasible.
But having seen prints like this in the Garden Route and the Kruger, I know it's one thing to see some tracks and quite another to actually see the elusive leopard.